The states are tightening their international quarantine restrictions amid fears the Omicron variant could represent a serious infection threat. It's still not clear if existing vaccines provide sufficient protection against the strain. Experts say the emergence of the Omicron variant highlights the need for further research into treatments for COVID patients. While some drugs will continue to be effective regardless of how the virus evolves, some variants may render current antiviral treatments useless, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
While vaccination can do a lot, it's never a 100% guarantee. Professor S.S. Vasan is the COVID-19 project leader with the CSIRO.
Not everyone is vaccinated, and not everyone who starts to get vaccinated is immediately protected. And even if you are fully vaccinated, there's once in a blue moon you get a case, what we call a breakthrough, which means that somebody, in spite of being vaccinated, you know, occasionally gets COVID.
Professor Vasan and his team are currently screening existing drugs to try and find new treatments for COVID-19, including its variants.
There might be drugs which are approved for some other disease, shown to be safe and effective generally, which might work well against COVID. So once again, we will have to now change our experimental plan so we can look at not only Delta, but also Omicron.
In fact, it's existing medicines that have been the backbone of COVID-19 treatment.
It took us about a year to get any options, and the first ones that we had are actually drugs that are 60 years old.
Professor Jennifer Martin is a physician and a clinical pharmacologist at the University of Newcastle. There's been a lot of success with this so-called repurposing of existing medicines, including steroids as anti-inflammatory treatments and statins that are used to treat cardiovascular disease.
So they were pretty much saying, we can't stop the virus getting in, but what we can do is reduce the number of people that go to hospital or that need ICU or die because their organs fail.
Professor Martin says the development of antivirals is now key to try and prevent people from ending up in hospital at all. But variants pose a significant threat to the development of those drugs.
The problem is the antivirals are always very specific for a particular virus. So now we've got Omicron, this new one that's come, the new variant. Treating the host therapies will still work, but the antivirals are quite specific for a virus. And I think that's why we're quite worried. Well, I know we're quite worried about that, because we think that maybe some of those treatments we've got that are very specific for Delta may actually not be as effective as the clinical trial data suggested they might be for the other variants.
Professor Martin says it's vital these drugs continue to be developed. However, just as with vaccines, it's likely only a handful of wealthy countries will be able to afford to treat patients with antivirals.
Again, because they're from the industry and they're still on patent, they actually cost a lot. So there's probably only a dozen or so countries that can really afford those.
Once again, creating an equity issue, leaving the world open to the risk of future variants.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting there.